B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Yeah, can I speak to Stan, please?
Who is this?
You know who I am, goddammit! I'm AC! How you been, my man?
I've been great. How are you?
Well, I tell you, I think things finally be going my way. You know, last time we was together, believe that go back a long way.
It does.
We did some sort of guest appearance at a place called the Paradise Club.
We were at, if those of you that remember that. There was a club, a gentleman's club in Fort Myers, almost to the Edison Bridge.
I don't know. Maybe the other men in there acting like gentlemen. I don't think we was acting too much like gentlemen that time.
Oh, those, bringing back some memories there, AC.
Well, anyway, I think I'd give you a call. I ain't talked to you in a long time, but a little birdie down there, I don't mean literally a birdie. I mean, I keep in touch with some of the strippers because I got a couple of them pregnant.
Yes, sure.
And they say that you was talking about me on the air and, all this 20th anniversary. I've been trying to lay low, but I figure, hey, Rich Stan, I call him.
Al, I mean, seriously, we did talk about 20th anniversary, and
you remember how foolish you was going in there to Mr. Beasley saying, I don't want to be associated with this man, he's a bad man, this and that.
Hold it, AC, it was different times then.
It was different time then, but you know what, I give you a bump off a stripper's ass, then we're best friends for life, aren't we?
We went, and of course, AC was obviously riding the crest of popularity 20 years ago at this time, and he was doing celebrity appearances all around the country, and they put together a thing that we would go down to the Paradise Club and one of the special celebrity guests.
That's all thanks to my manager. I think he's actually down that way, Del Prado.
Was, of course, the former Buffalo Bill, A.C. Cowlings. Then I'll be honest with you, AC. I haven't thought about those days. Those were crazy times, both obviously going on in your life. And yeah, at the time, I didn't know if I wanted to be associated with a man that transported around a mass murderer, a double murderer.
Well, I understand that, and once we got to know each other,
it was much better.
Very, very close.
Sure,
friends.
And you were one hell of a party guy, man. Everywhere you went, something happened, and it usually was a crazy night.
Well, and you remember I told you my secret. I told you that the key to the whole thing, Stan, is you got to act like you're somebody famous.
Right. Because you were a mediocre football player, which up until the time of the O.J. thing, nobody really remembered you.
Now, come on. You know that ain't fair.
All right. You're a respectable player.
What happened to my knee? That ain't right.
I understand that. But that's the context that I'm trying to say.
You know what? You were just a child. So you probably didn't. You know I was a top five draft pick.
I know that, AC.
By the Buffalo Bills.
And you played with the Bills. You played with the Juice. I think he's the one that started calling you AC. Everybody else around there used to just call you the boring name Al. And now, then once the Juice started going, hey, AC, Al Cowlings, I caught on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he started calling himself OJ. He the Juice. They the electric company and the Llama Lord. And
yeah.
All that nonsense, yep. And I'm just a big fat Al Cowling.
What?
Fat, lazy, shiftless Al Cowling. They never did stop and say, how's the knee, Al? Number one.
I understand. So much time has passed. I was talking about the OJ thing in the chase earlier today.
Well, LaDonna called me up and said, Al, they talking about you.
LaDonna. Well, we were talking about the event.
You remember LaDonna.
Yes, I
she
do.
She was a little, you had a little jungle fever. You want a little brown sugar. She was too much woman for you.
And so you took her.
Oh, hole, I took her every which way. Right. By the way, that's my son Roy, 19 now. I believe my son Roy was conceived before your very eyes. Now, hold on, serious talk now. If you remember, it was getting late on in the evening, and a lot of the youngsters start to fade away, you know.
Not AC.
And you had expressed an interest in LaDonna, and after they close and lock up the front door, I said, son, let me show you how this is done. That's how you treat a lady.
Is that how you describe it?
Well, I remember I said to you, this is how I treat people I love.
You went up to her at the place. And you say, this is how I treat somebody I love. You walked up to LaDonna, you put your big paws around her neck, and at first I thought, AC's, you know, you already had enough hot water with the juice. You're choking this woman. And you went and, went and turned her around and forced and then you said, this is what I do when I love somebody. That's borderline assault. I don't think she got pregnant from that.
Yeah, that was Roy.
That's how Roy was born.
Yeah, he played defensive end himself.
When you took LaDonna by the throat, spun her around, flipped up. Are you smoking, AC?
Oh, yeah, ever since the made weed legal, changed my life, turned me around.
So.
Much better. Well, you seen me with alcohol and cocaine. That ain't the way for AC to go.
No, it's because, seriously, AC, I thought that was never to be spoken of again, what happened at that club that night, because that was borderline. She was not all volunteering for you, and you go and get her pregnant.
Well, once she realized that I wasn't playing as to who I was, she thought there might have been some money to be made and change her tune.
Yeah, because you were going around and saying, Ace, I'm AC, you know me. And I know everybody at the time was looking at you like, what?
I used to take the Lord Damon Vane all the time and all that. I'm a changed man.
How are you a changed man now, AC? Evidently, you don't drink anymore, you don't do the drugs, and you don't swear anymore.
No. I found, first of all, serious talk, I found my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and before I found him, I found marijuana.
Wait a second.
My hand to God. That's what happened. I saw the light, and I didn't have to, do all that Courvoisier drinking, sniffing, snorting off the ass stuff no more.
But you're still talking about it like it was great times.
Well, it was fun. Ain't no denying that, my brother from another mother.
Why are you calling me?
Hey,
do me a favor. You did an event with us. We've done a lot of things over the years where we've had celebrities with us. I've gone in the Goodyear blimp with another football star. We've had wrestlers do things with us at events. And we had AC Cowlings at that.
If you see me today, you should think I was a good gym. I'm just fun, you buy a fat.
It sounds almost like you're going within your spare time now doing a comedy routine. You working in any clubs, are we?
You think I make a buck doing that?
I think you could make, some money.
Let me tell you true, though, what I've been up to since then.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Well, for a while, I team up with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah?
No, this is serious.
All right, I'm listening to you, AC.
No, look. You can look this up on the Google. We was both trying to sell our handbags.
You had your own handbags?
Yeah. I was selling handbags for a while.
For real?
And then, serious talk, man. And then that didn't work out so good.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had to publicly declare bankruptcy. Now, I had to declare it publicly because the bank and all my creditors, they already knew I was broke. I just had to say it in public. Yeah. Life is good.
All right. Have you talked to OJ lately?
Uh-oh.
You haven't talked? Hey, you know what?
I went out there. I went out there. It costs a lot of money.
Money you don't have.
Well, he's in Nevada.
I understand that. Where are you right now?
That ain't like going across town, brother.
Where are you now?
Well, you know, in Los Angeles, they got Hollywood Boulevard and all that, and they got a place they call Skid Row.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Playing around.
What's
here.
What's going on? Why can't I hear you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm coming out. It's because I was talking to Dave the Waterman, that there's no way I would tolerate somebody like his brother yelling at you.
Was somebody messing with this?
Oh, my God. I don't think so.
Because it was
Dave. He hooked it up.
It was open to the wrong file.
Yeah.
No, all I did was plug it in and turn it on today, man, like I always do.
I just don't.
I haven't done
anything. Was it left unattended?
Briefly, yes.
Well,
somebody may have.
Who would have? Ken wouldn't mess with it.
Ah. All right, never mind. No. Nobody wants to hear about that, but no. Just let it be known that I know.
Yeah. And let it be known that... Oh, no. Oh, no.
It'll be fine.
Let's just wait a second. Let's just yep. Stay quiet for a second.
It'll be fine.
No, it's not. This happens once about every 5 years.
It's not happening today.
And
you can
Haney
relax. It's not happening.
Might have a case of the hiccups.
No, it's trying to come on, and I'm fighting it.
Okay.
I have scrambled the bombers. We are at DEFCON 1. I am doing my best to keep it under control. Is there an active threat? Yes.
Okay.
But I'm trying to protect you from that.
All right.
Speaking of which, if the Iranians keep playing their games...
They're in trouble.
Deep trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple of ships. Couple of, they think, torpedo.
Yeah. And, see, when you use weapons like that, that's where they screw themselves, because a couple of yahoos can't launch a torpedo.
No. It's got to be a coordinated effort. They got to know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Dave walking up pushing a button.
Yeah.
Like in McHale's Navy.
CPO Shark.
Yeah. And don't. I would not tolerate it, okay? Having his brother yell at you?
No, he's not yelling, Stan.
He's
talking to me.
Yell at you?
It's okay.
It's what you did.
It's under control.
What is he talking about?
It's just. Stan seems to think I've lost all control.
Stop. I don't think anything. I don't know anything about this. You told me that his
Let
brother was
it.
Yelling at you.
I no longer have any control of the podcast. Zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It's manifested into something bigger now.
This is not the story he told
me.
No,
I said.
This is not the story
he told
me.
Would you just tell me the story you told Stan?
I was just basically telling Stan.
Basically.
That I said, look.
That's your crutch.
No, no.
Basically.
Now that's my crutch. I said, look. I said.
Basically.
My partner's brother kind of nipped at me. I said he kind of yelled at me because we were talking. Listen, Stan. I said because of sponsorship.
Why don't we just let Stan tell the story?
Because of damn sponsorship. Because I'm talking about running from the cops, man. Go ahead. You
Stan,
talking about
this is very. This is very.
It's because, man,
it's disjointed. Stan, can you tell me the story that you heard?
I'd be glad to tell you the story that I heard verbatim.
Oh.
So let me get the story from Stan, and then you can retort.
And this is why I'd like. I hope our old.
Since we're in that era, just think of me as a Judge Lance Ito.
I hope our old producer D-Train is listening, because I'd love to see his two cents on this.
I'm unprepared.
You're not unprepared, brother.
Yeah, he was. Well, according to D-Train's brother. We gotta give him a dressing down.
Over the TV?
Yes. Yes. Okay, hold on.
You had a TV yelling at you?
Yes.
Why didn't you just shut it off?
What doesn't yell at me, man?
Look. Why didn't you just shut the TV off? That'd show him.
I guess I could have hit the power button,
no,
but I don't know where it's at.
You got to make a decision in your life. He thinks. Are you going to let me talk? Tell you that, you know, this is why I'd like D-Train here, but I'd be in total agreement with him.
No, I need to know the basic story.
Here's the basic story.
I could use one of those.
Stop talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Dave comes in here, and he's all huffed up. And I said, what are you all huffed up about? But no, as a matter of fact, I didn't even ask that first. He just volunteered it.
That he's huffed up.
Yeah, well, he comes in, he said, D-Train went on another podcast. And I'm like, yeah, so?
D-Train went on another podcast?
Yes, now here's the thing. For everybody listening that doesn't know what the heck we're talking about.
Well, they have like their own universe where they go on each other's shows.
Now, back like a year ago, former program director Jeff Zito wanted to throw Dave a bone and said, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had the Waterman podcast? Then you can talk about anything you want. You can talk about anything you want.
And then it was suggested, you know, D-Train is such an aficionado about World War II history.
That he should have a podcast.
Sure.
So there it was. Dave the Waterman's podcast, D-Train's podcast.
And Dave the Waterman was supposed to just go into our production room.
Didn't do it, but he never did.
Where we have all the facilities and all that.
But he never did.
but he didn't.
Nope.
D-Train, however, not only took that ball.
Yep. He ran with it.
He did his podcast, acquired professional podcast equipment, built himself a studio.
He did.
And took it a lot more seriously than Dave.
He did.
And so Dave then started doing the podcast at D-Train's facilities.
Now, let's stop it right there. So because Dave wouldn't come here and do his podcast, D-Train took it upon himself to produce...
Because it's right down the street from his house.
Always what has been. So D-Train took it upon himself to produce Dave's podcast. And what it eventually became, because Dave wouldn't show up to the podcast, would be unprepared for the podcast.
Unprepared? I've never known him to be unprepared. You're not unprepared,
never,
are you?
No.
D-Train was doing most of Dave's podcast. So it became the Waterman and D-Train show.
Well, they had t-shirts and hats printed up.
They
had better stuff than us.
I know. So what happened there is, and if you look at the several episodes, I can count maybe 10. It was the Waterman and D-Train show with D-Train. Because Dave wouldn't show up, or he'd have to put it on a different day because Dave wouldn't show up. Then it was when he did show up, D-Train was getting rather upset that Dave was coming. I've never heard of this. Unprepared.
That's not the Dave I know. He's always prepared here.
So, as this podcast...
You prepared right now, Dave?
Damn right, I'm ready.
What do you got for us today?
I'm working on it right now.
Yeah. So, as this podcast evolved, D-Train was taking more of a lead role.
Well, he's also investing time and money into this.
100% correct. And if you're going to have somebody that comes unprepared, you got to move on. So, and I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, because I've got one of the hosts of the show right here. They started getting involved where, like they all do with podcasts, get sponsorships and actually have some income coming into the podcast so that you can build and grow upon it, which is the whole basis of it. And as that began to happen, Dave, according to him telling me, he has become more and more detached from it. Then...
I think he's detached right now.
Yeah.
He was just looking at the floor.
Then G-Train, who lives out west...
Boy, he lives in Nevada.
He wanted to join the podcast, so they got a big, 52-inch screen TV and put him right in the middle of...
I think it's bigger than that.
It's like a whole wall. And so now he's in there. And what has happened since
G-Train, you remember...
He wanted to be in radio.
He went to radio school and failed to break into the business, and then his younger brother, all of a sudden, he's on the radio. Yep. So there was a lot of jealousy.
But what happened was the two of them became the show, and Dave was being squeezed out.
And now G-Train is going, hey, I went to radio school. Yeah. I'm the professional. I'll tell you how this is done.
There are now higher standards with this podcast.
Because of G-Train's involvement with broadcasting school.
And the conversation between him and his brother. And I guess Dave...
Well, I mean, D-Train, you know...
Now, again, this is all coming from Dave. I don't know the real sir.
D-Train
this is what he's telling
earned
me.
His stripes in radio combat. He shouldn't take a backseat to G-Train.
It's who? Who?
D-Train.
He's not. They're like Abbott and Costello.
Oh, okay.
He's the odd one out. So it becomes the D-Train and G-Train show with Dave on the side scribbling cartoons in his
notebook. I knew about that weeks ago, and I think it was not even the last time D-Train in. It was a time before that, and I said, why don't you just let Dave go? It sounds like...
Yes. Now, this is what I thought.
And he said, no, I need to keep Dave around.
For the name. That's what Dave told me.
What?
He wants to keep him around because the
Waterman
name has cachet.
Well, it does.
I know. So, evidently, they told him, the Waterman.
They want to keep the name on the show, but don't show up anymore.
Well, they said if you're going to show up, have something.
I do got
and
stuff,
so,
bro.
And so he came to the show and he said, I have something. I want to talk about running from the cops.
In magic mushrooms.
And... G-Train on the TV started yelling at him, according to what I've been told.
On the TV?
Before the show,
this
he said...
You're jeopardizing our
You're telling
our
me a screen like that started yelling at you.
Looked at me, and it said, look, bro. Talking about magic mushrooms probably is not a good thing for
Are
trying
you
to
sure
get sponsorship.
That he was talking to you when it wasn't just a TV channel that happened to be on?
No.
Because that happens from time to time.
Just like right now. See,
is that man talking to you right now?
Well, yeah, of course he is.
So
he's looking right at me.
I guess D-Train went on another podcast to talk about the Waterman and D-Train.
On a rival podcast?
Yes.
Well, they're all family, man. Everybody.
And did it without his partner. And Dave was upset about that.
No, I said I couldn't.
So he went on a rival podcast and talked about you.
I don't know what they said.
Well, then what are we talking about?
I don't know, but I know he went on there and did his gig. Man, good for him. I'm glad.
He's very touchy about it now. And then I said, so he went on another rival podcast? Yeah, and he said, and his brother started yelling at me.
Because he's talking to me about, I said, look, man. There's nothing wrong with magic mushrooms.
No, there's not. And we talk about magic mushrooms and you running from the cops. There's no problem. Why does G-Train have a problem with that?
Because he thinks we won't get any sponsors. Are you kidding me?
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Heaney Show on 96K Rock.
That little bitch is always unprepared.
Oh, why is my mic always off?
Because I haven't gotten to it yet.
Here we go.
That little bitch is always unprepared for his podcast because Daddy Haney isn't there to make sure that he has all his stuff or to bail him out.
Right.
Come on, guys. We all know D-Train hijacked that show. He commandeered it and put his name on it. That should have remained a solo Dave show.
Well, it started out as like the Dave show. Then it was the Woo podcast.
Woo time.
And now it's the D-Train show.
Yeah.
You just sat outside, and I don't blame you. If he's got wristbands and headbands and won't give you any.
Well, I haven't gotten a headband or anything yet.
No, they're sponsored by wristbands and headbands.
Yeah.
And they G-Train in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
he's on TV wearing all the headbands.
Yeah,
and D-Train's wearing headbands.
Yeah,
Dave doesn't have any.
You don't have a headband. He wouldn't give you a headband.
No, I don't have no headband.
You don't even get podcast swag.
No, I don't have. Well, I think I got a sticker. Oh, I got a hat and a shirt.
You know what? I think I'm going to start a riding mower podcast and see if somebody will give me a riding mower. That's what we got to do, man.
That's it. Yeah.
Forget this radio show. You and me, we got to have like 1,000 podcasts on every subject.
Hey, Rob, we'll find out who's on that line. See if that's D-Train.
That is
him. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the latest offering from Briggs & Stratton. Thanks to thanks to B&S for sending this engine down.
Watch this. Let's see. Because now we'll hear the truth.
Oh, no, it's great.
Now we're going to hear the truth.
Oh, you got your can of gasoline there, Stan? Because I got a match.
Yep.
God, you just make my life hell, man.
I'm about ready to pick up the phone.
What, are you scared of your boss coming on?
Oh, God, it's your boss.
That's all good.
Wait a second. Watch this. I just want to ask you a question right out of the box.
All right.
D-Train, does Dave have a headband?
No. You know why Dave doesn't have a headband?
Why?
Because Dave has no money. Those weren't sent to us as a sponsor. I bought those for my own personal use. Then I got an affiliate link, and so that when our listeners buy their own, we get a little bit of commission. But no, those were not sent to me for free.
If D-Train.
Want, go online. They're $5 a piece, fella. Go buy some.
D-Train.
All right.
No. And this isn't about Dave. You never pay for swag.
Ever.
It's because it's not swag. I bought it in personal use, so I'm running my 5Ks. And then when I got the merchandise in the mail, they had some documentation on how to set up your affiliate link. So I went ahead and did that. And so now when people buy it, we actually get some money.
Well, is it the best headband you've ever used?
Yeah. They're one size fits most.
Is it true that your brother yelled at Dave through the TV?
No, that was completely fabricated on Dave's side.
No, what about
it was about him running from the cops and G-Train yelled, we have sponsors, we can't talk about that.
Yeah. It was before the show, bro, and I was talking about magic.
No, why does your story change all the time?
No, because things are going on. Whatever, man.
What happened, Dave? And then retort.
I was going to talk about magic mushrooms on the show, and his brother told me that probably wouldn't be a good idea because we're trying to get sponsors for the show.
And you said
I'm talking about... Okay.
That never happened.
And he also said he's forced to drive around in a car with you and has seen nothing from it.
No, it's a truck.
Uh huh.
And it is a truck.
It's a truck.
And you have to pay extra to know what goes on in the truck with Dave and D-Train.
And Dave's mad that he doesn't get nothing out of that.
Oh my God, Stan.
That's what you told us. How do I know any of this?
And as far as me going on a podcast, this is the same podcast that Dave was on 2 months ago. And it's the same podcast Dave was scheduled to come on with me before he canceled his show and canceled coming on to promote his show.
Well, he wants his name off the show.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's what he told me.
Either that or Dave is going to have sponsors.
Yeah.
This is out of control, man.
And you go on the air telling the world how Dave's one key good thing he can do is book guests. Yeah, he hasn't brought a single guest on the podcast.
I believe it.
You haven't booked one guest.
I wish he would bring some sponsors. No, he hasn't booked one guest. He hasn't brought in anybody.
No, I haven't.
Except for his buddy in California we talked to via the phone, and basically his buddy reevaluated the most of Dave's stories of lies.
Now, I know that D-Train, you and Dave are like brothers, but your real brother, it seems like he might not like Dave too much.
He will have a problem with Dave when Dave shows up.
So, has there been any tension between you and G-Train since he went to broadcasting school and you're the one that's done everything?
No, because he makes like 3 times more than I do a year. Far more successful.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, but that's just money.
If he went to broadcasting school, he'd be destitute.
Yeah, but
he got a headband. He got a headband.
That's true.
No, if he does, he bought it.
God. Dave told me he wants his name off the show.
Oh my God, dude. You guys.
Did you?
But
not
now
say that
we know about the headband issue, maybe you feel differently.
Let me ask you this, Annie.
Why is he so upset about a $12 headband when I made him a custom-made Waterman and D-Train show hat that he never wears and sits at home?
I do wear it.
How is your $30 hat sitting on your dresser to promote your podcast?
Yeah.
I wore it the other day,
man. Should be wearing it everywhere to promote that
podcast. Hey, look, I wore it in here, and I'm going to be honest with you. Management looked at me and said, what's up with the hat?
Would you like me to buy you a headband?
It's my podcast.
You want me to buy you a headband?
No, man.
Yeah, wait
a second.
I'm good.
Fleece.com, promo code D410 40, saves you 40%.
I can't understand that.
I don't know what that was.
SLEFS.com.
Okay. Bottom line is he wants off the show.
You are so bad.
It's what you said.
So bad. Well, he didn't understand about the headbands.
Ah. And what about the driving around in the truck?
Yeah, what's that?
That's extra content.
That is a video for our Patreon link, which we only have 4 subscribers, so we're not making any money off that right now either, because Dave can't be bothered to have a Patreon page.
Oh, brother.
Love you, D-Train.
See you, D-Train.
Rock and roll, dude.
now
it's all cleared up.
Now, don't you feel better?
Or do you feel like it's worse than when you went in?
Yeah, I don't even know what to think right now. I really don't.
He said it's a bold-faced lie that his brother did anything.
Yeah, he denied the whole thing.
Dude, bro, it was before we were talking. We weren't even live on air yet.
It never happened.
We weren't live on air yet.
Never happened.
Was D-Train not in the room?
No, he was there. I just got to be careful about talking about drugs and...
But then what's the point of life?
What's the point of you being on there then? You tell me that's all they talk about is workout equipment.
You know what?
They don't.
He's an expert on that, and that takes away everything in his wheelhouse if he can't talk about drugs.
That's a bummer, man.
You know what I mean? Think about his signature song, the song that he wrote.
Yeah.
What it's about.
I like to drink. I like to drug.
No, she liked to drink. She liked to do drug.
She
like to do something else.
Damn right she does.
In the El Camino. Grab bag.
But it all takes place in the El Camino. Back and into the left.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Let me just say this, Dave. Just like when you overheard Annie and I talking that I needed a kidney transplant. And then you blabbed it.
Dude,
if you don't want people to know personal stuff, don't go blabbing it all around.
I don't think Dave understands to this day that that was a complete setup.
Yeah. To prove that you just can't keep your mouth shut.
I just hope you're okay.
He still believes it.
Father's Day this weekend. You still wondering what to get your dad?
As most fathers know, childbirth is easy and painless. And with a little help from What's-Her-Face, raising kids takes almost no effort at all. This Father's Day, give Dad what he really deserves. Booze. The same delicious beverage that helped Dad drift off to sleep while you were up all night with colic.
Yeah.
The same tasty refreshment that allowed Dad to enjoy the ball game while you were cutting your teeth.
Bottom of the 7th, 2 out, nobody on.
The same relaxing concoction that kept Dad snoring away on the Lazy Boy while you were being rushed to the hospital with playground injuries. This Father's Day, help Dad relive the soothing, carefree days of your childhood. With booze. Available in small, medium, and what do you mean I have kids?
Dave, you have a sensitive stomach, so I'd be careful about this next story. If you feel at any time, I think you might to leave the room, to leave.
By the way, speaking of your sensitive stomach, you may want to take some Pepto.
I told them.
Some Pepto tonight to prepare yourself.
Yeah, get ready for it.
No problem. Anti-diarrhea and Pepto. Got it.
Dateline, Michigan. Careful on this. Michigan State is investigating a doctor in Kalamazoo, a lady doctor, for improperly cleaning devices that go in the lady part and the caboose part. The
interior areas.
Yes. The one-way road. The
cavey area.
Yes. The entrance to the Rosebud. The doctor using these tools, it's questionable how he was cleaning them before the next patient came in.
Well, isn't that something you're supposed to get something called an autoclave?
Yep. And so now
those are expensive.
So now Michigan is investigating. Here's one of the good doctor's patients.
I was completely shocked and horrified. It's not the kind of office you would think that would have issues like that. The office looked clean. Very concerned because although I didn't use the anal probe, there were questions about the speculums. It's absolutely horrifying. I don't even think an apology to his patients would be satisfactory. I wonder if he should even still be in practice.
The risk of transmission through any kind of a device is very minimal and highly unlikely.
We called the device division of the FDA, and they said that what we were doing was proper. The DA in Grand Rapids disagrees with it. They were sanitized, and they were sanitized better than what the regs asked for.
Sure.
Now, Dave, I want you to imagine for a moment that you were a female patient there. Mm. What would your comment be to the TV news?
Hey, man, I got to tell you that that's some bad stuff, not cleaning properly. That was not cool, and not looking forward to getting the disease checks.
Haney,
and
why don't you show us the proper response when the TV news puts a microphone in your face?
I seen the whole thing.
Yep.
I seen it all, and I'll tell you what, if my hoo-ha turns green, I'm going to be a millionaire.
The Willis Tower. We know it better as the Sears Tower.
They should stop messing around with names. I think when you buy something that's iconic like that, you're stuck with it.
They have, up on the top, I've been to it.
What do they call the Sears Tower now?
The Willis Tower.
What you talking about, Willis?
They have the glass overhang where you walk out onto the glass.
It's perfectly safe.
And you can look down.
What could happen?
For the second time, it shattered.
I heard a noise and like a crack. A woman with two little kids and they look like pale, like because the whole glass cracked. I think something fell from the ceiling because I saw like a little piece, metallic piece, like a square, and was in the middle of the crack of the glass.
That was intimidating enough for me. So when that happened, I was like, nope, I'm not doing it.
I mean, it was a little scary, but you know, it's safe. Nothing's going to happen.
I know it's safe, but I'm just very scared of heights. So.
So now you have an excuse never to go up there again.
Yeah, exactly.
Stan, I was only in Chicago once, and I was very small. Yep. You were there. You got rolled.
Yeah, I did.
And that's still been... The accent seems to have changed a bit.
It's different cultures.
It didn't sound like a Chicago.
No, it's boiling pot.
And there was the one man that did the majority of the talking. I found it very hard to understand him.
Yeah, I know.
Then there was a woman who sounded like... she might be all right, and she was being interviewed by a twink.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That doesn't seem... That's not Ditka. That's not the South Side Blues. That's not what I know of Chicago.
No, it's not. Diverse culture.
Oh, diversity. Say no more.
What happens when... I'll be careful with this. What happens when inner city residents go from Kentucky go to the...
Wait a second. They have cities in Kentucky?
Yeah. Oval.
Oh, yeah.
What happens when inner city moms go to a place called Kentucky Kingdom? It's an amusement park. And... they want to take advantage of the free ticket giveaway. The company tried to give away free season passes to kids.
Inner city kids?
Yes. Their moms brought them down there to get
their... Kentucky Kingdom.
To Kentucky Kingdom. It's an amusement park.
Was it like fucking?
The waiting for their tickets took on a mob mentality. And finally, the police had to get on the megaphone and the bullhorns and tell the moms, you're in disgrace. Sorry, kids.
Well, it
maybe next time.
It sounds like, as usual, people are shocked at the reaction that other people have to entitlements.
Open the door!
Wait, what?
It's 1 o'clock!
Because I keep on cutting as the push.
We've been sitting out here since 9 o'clock.
They shouldn't have tickets.
Open the door.
At this time, we're going to shut down the sign-up. If we decide to do another sign-up on a different day, and you will be notified. I apologize to all the children who are being affected by this, because as adults, we need to be able to have control of our children, control of ourselves, and understand that this did not have to happen.
The last time I heard a speech like that, I was in elementary school. Are they talking to adults here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this
were just, it was a mob.
That's something adults should already know.
Meet, finally I wrap up the grab bag. Meet the woman behind Siri. And she didn't even know it.
Oh, really? So they ripped her off, huh?
Yeah, I bet you.
Like that poor sod that did, you've got mail.
Yeah, he got screwed.
He got nothing.
The voice of Siri is a real person. Her name, Susan Bennett, a voiceover actor who lives in Atlanta with her husband and son. Apple has never officially confirmed it's her. And she didn't even know it was her, the voice of Siri, until Apple came out with it. They bought her voice when they acquired another company. It's her, and here she is talking about it.
Hello, I am Susan Bennett. I'm the voice actor who provided the voice for Siri. Siri, would you like to be interviewed by CNN?
This is about you, Susan, not me.
The Siri voices were recorded in 2005. In the month of July, 4 hours a day for the whole month. So when I recorded those voices, I had absolutely no idea where they would end up. When I first discovered that that was my voice, to be honest, it was a little creepy. It took some time for me to get used to it, but she and I are friends now. I'm leaving now, Siri. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Susan. I hope you have a nice day as well.
How to do.
Now, because they bought that company,
I don't know all the details about it.
Well, I mean, if she's not getting any money for it, is she then not allowed to monetize her voice?
I have no idea. They probably own something. They bought the voice, I thought.
My favorite ad campaign, well, not because it's a great creation, but because I always like the idea of vengeance, was when the Verizon guy started doing Sprint commercials after his 10-year non-compete was up.
Yep. Can you hear me now? By the way, before we go, one last quick thing. Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues for winning the Stanley Cup.
We're not allowed to talk about hockey.
Here's just a little comment when they were given the cup on live TV. Here they are. NBC last night.
Oh, it's hockey.
And more celebrations and more screaming.
You and I both know this. When you ask grown men to go out and play a very physical, emotional contact sport, there is no way, even if you wanted to, that you can hold them to the polite standards you might like.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, the game would be unrecognizable.
Yeah. Well, hey, you remember when they brought the Stanley Cup in here? You and I cussed live on the air.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm not admitting
just,
that.
Just brings it up to you. Well,
I just remember there was a certain island. I believe it was off the coast of Thailand. And the island was called...
Medical malpractice, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. 277-9600 if you'd like to participate. We've got some prizes. In about 20, 25 minutes, it's going to happen. Hitmakers. Mark Haney.
And you said hit.
Yep. Hitmakers. Yep. Yep.
The other one would be quite funny.
Mark Haney and program director Matt Mangus are going to go head-to-head and see who can name the artists
of various
songs.
There should be explosions or something.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be an extravaganza. Two people that I'll tell you right now, I've never seen anything like as far as being able to name an artist just by the song.
I think he can beat me.
Well, here's how the rules are going to go.
I'm not saying he will. I'm saying usually I don't even worry about it.
He's wide range. The way this is going to go is I've got the Billboard Hot 100 going all the way back to the late 50s when they first started putting out this thing, all the way into the 2000s, and it has the hits for the year. Now, you may specialize, Haney, in the 70s and early 80s. The rule that I have about it is you can pick any year you want as long as you don't repeat it. So Matt may want to go from a song from the 50s, the 60s, the 80s, the 90s. If you into the late 70s, early 80s, you can pick those years as long as you don't repeat them.
Well, I think you know what I'm into, Stan. This is what speaks to me.
Yeah, oh yeah. Do you know that this is the first pop song I remember as a child being on the radio? We're going to go back and forth. If you do not answer correctly, your opponent will be able to steal it. And for the final question, after we determine who wins, Haney or Mangus, I will give one
and
more.
And what are we naming? Artist and song?
No. Wait a minute. If we're going to talk bubblegum, Quick Joey Smalls. The greatest bubblegum song ever written.
Look it up.
Quick Joey Small.
Quick.
All right. What are you flexing your muscle now?
I'm flexing
before the game
my muscle
even begins?
I want you to play that song.
You got to remember, he's got a couple of years on me.
But again, this is not going to...
Crank this up. If somebody redid this song, it would be a hit.
What year are we talking?
This is 68.
Oh, yeah, that's totally punk.
Wait till you hear the hook.
Before they knew what punk was.
Wait till they get into the chorus.
Never heard this.
No. The good part's coming up. Here we go.
Had
a great song.
I don't mind it.
Was this on the radio in your time?
Absolutely. I actually met Gary Kasdanitz, one of the guys that wrote this song, in a bar one night.
Well, I was 2 years old when this came out.
Yeah, you were just a baby. Yeah.
It was a pop hit.
Yeah, this was. I used to listen to this on WABC in New York.
Well, then let's go to the big book. What year was this? 68?
I think 68. 67, 68. This is the bubblegum era.
And what's the name of the band?
The Kasdanitz Cats Orchestra.
Good luck with that, Stan.
It's the same guys. All the bubblegum guys. The same guys played on all those songs. The Lemon Pipers, all those bands. They were all the same guys.
All right, I'm looking at 1968. What's the name of the song?
Quick Joey Small. Great song.
Yeah.
It's about running from the cops.
Oh, we can't talk about that. We have sponsors.
Yeah, come on, man. Nobody, come on.
School them on that, Dave. We got sponsors.
Dude, we can't talk about drugs, right, running from the cops.
Ban this thing. Get it off
the air. All right, about 15 minutes, Matt.
All right, I'll see you then.
I'll tell you this, Matt. I remember that we were talking about how much you knew stuff, and I threw Echo Beach at you, and you knew
Echo
it immediately. I think you can beat me.
Good stuff.
Well, he may want to go all over the place. You may want to focus in a certain area as long as you don't repeat the year.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
Says you.
And then the final one is I'm going to throw one out there for the audience after Haney and Mangus are done. One out there for the audience, and the first person with the correct answer will get qualified for Stones tickets. But I'm going to tell you right now, Haney and Mangus will not be having computers or phones to look this stuff up.
Just gray matter.
Just gray matter right off the top of their heads. They won't be near any kind of device to get the answer. This is just
connections forged over decades. All analog. All biological.
Damn right.
2779600. Somebody has been on hold for, geez, it's got to be a half hour. They evidently have... Watch, they evidently have something very important to say.
Apparently.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, is this Tim Haley?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so last night in the news I saw this, oh, hate man, they're going to hack. A computer got hacked, the hackers.
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt?
Hey, girl.
Matt from Cape Coral. You working today, Matt?
I am not.
Enjoying a cold beverage?
I am, my friend.
I understand that more than one.
What can we do,
What can we do, Matt?
Now, here's the deal. So, I'm getting robocalls like anybody else, right? And I started answering them, and here's what I said. Why in the world did you try to shoot Big Poppy? And they're like, ooh. Big Poppy.
Were they calling from India?
No. Because you would know, and Mark, you definitely would know. But they're, I'm like, all right, I'm tired of this, you know, the numbers. I'm like, I'm going to...
Yeah, give them a little something back. Why not?
Right. And I'm like, hey, man, I can't believe that you did this. And they're like, huh?
Right there in India.
Hold on. Fair enough. And then they hung up on me, and then I called them back, and there was no trace. So I'm like, all right. So in other words, it's like this.
And okay.
If they call you, call you, call you. Call them.
And what happens?
Mark, here's what happens. It's like, okay, I'm annoyed, but I'm in the mood to go, hey, why did you shoot Big Poppy?
Sons of bitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have zero idea. That's the fun part. There's no way in hell that we're gonna stop this. So, hey, man,
Boston strong.
Yeah, you got Prince Albert in a can.
No.
2779600.
I'm with him.
What the hell?
Hell yeah!
Now, did you see the new footage of the shooting where they saw him coming right up?
Yep.
And the reaction Big Poppy had. I mean, it was.
I didn't see his reaction.
I
only saw it go back and to the left.
Yeah, but that's what happened. Because you saw him lurch at first, and then he went. Watch how Big Poppy falls. He lurches, and he falls back
into the left.
And that's what happened. But now they say that there's more out there. They were saying this morning that the Dominican authorities still don't know who is behind the hit.
I want to know what is going on in that country.
Yeah, people are dying.
And it seems like it happened all of a sudden, because a couple of weeks ago, nice lady that works here comes up to me and says, you're not going to believe it. I got a hell of a deal, and me and my whole family, we're going to go and spend a week in the Dominican Republic. And I said, well, that sounds wonderful. That sounds beautiful. And then as I scour the news every day, okay, there's one incident where it was a lady at an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
Who was beaten within an inch of her life by an employee Then, okay, here's another mysterious tourist death. Yeah, here's a lady who claims that she got a Sprite from the mini bar that had been spiked with bleach.
Oh, look how we were fault. Watch.
Yeah, right here.
Back.
Back into watch when he, it's shot. Back.
Boom.
And to the left.
Yep. Look at that.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know we had footage
like
that.
Yeah, look at this. Pretty good.
New released.
And you can actually, you'll actually see him react to it. And then
you see the guy running up with the gun straight up, man.
Yes, you do. See him coming? See him walking up? And bam, bam, bam.
Back
and to the left.
Oh.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
Yeah, scatter.
Is there somebody on the hotline? Or that's got to be a telemarketer or something.
That is just insanity.
Oh, I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I know I listened to y'all make comments about Peter Max the other day.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about it. I'm sure you know.
His wife killed herself.
Yeah, his wife. Man, what is going on out there?
Now, here's the other thing. This is so evil. His wife killed herself while he was in the apartment. Now, he's pretty much debilitated.
He's debilitated. He's 81 and all of this.
He gave, and I saw this morning, over the years, he gave his wife jewelry that he designed, necklaces that he designed, all one-of-a-kind Peter Max stuff. She commits suicide. They go in because they knew, the family knew, she kept all of these things that he gave her in a bag. The bag is nowhere to be found.
What a way to exit this world.
The bag is nowhere to be found. Unbelievable. So somebody is on the hotline here. Who's calling this? Mm-hmm. Ahoy. Hotline. Who do you want to be speaking with, ma'am?
I don't know. My name is Carol Howell. I'm with Let's Talk Dementia. We are a new not-for-profit that's come into town.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping there might be an opportunity I could come on the air and talk about what we do. We offer free dementia education.
Oh, why not?
Go ahead.
You know what, Carol? You really took some initiative.
Yeah.
Because you completely skipped the middleman. We're on the air right now. Yeah. Let's do it.
Go.
Let's do it. I'm not sure how that happened.
I'm going to give you 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
I bet it's important because you know what? Normally people don't get this lucky. This is a golden opportunity.
How you bypassed every filter imaginable to call on that number. Go ahead. Ready?
90 seconds.
Yep, ready? Go.
Now, my name is Carol Howell. I'm executive director and Amazon best-selling author of Let's Talk Dementia. We are moving into the Estero area the first week of July, and we are here to bring free dementia education to families who are traveling that journey of dementia, whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, stroke, whatever. We want to help them understand how to take care of their loved ones with dementia and to get through that journey with some sanity themselves.
You know, that is critically important, and nobody knows what to do when this happens.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. And I will say that my mother passed away from Alzheimer's type dementia on May 29th. So I'm fresh off her leaving this world.
I'm sorry to hear that. Your 90 seconds are up, though.
So this is a nonprofit, and you're going to help people.
How did you get this number?
Well, I called the number that is on the internet, told someone. They said, hold on, and you answered.
Then this number's on the...
I don't know if your number's on the internet, but the number I called on the internet.
So you talked to a nice gentleman who answered the phone, and he said 96K Rock, and you said you'd like to talk to the radio people. So the number that you called to speak to the nice boy that answered the phone is on the this number is on the internet.
Yeah, are you using my 90 seconds for this? No, I'm just kidding.
This is Stan's 4 hours.
You're all right, Carol.
Carol, I you know what? I think what you're doing is genuine. I want you in 30 seconds to just tell everybody how to get this information, and then I got to let you go.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, you can go to letstalkdementia.org. You can go to Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify for Let's Talk Dementia. We are all over all of those medias.
Thank you.
Thank you. Phone number? Please do. 803-984-9875, and we don't charge anything to help.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. It's an important cause. But how did she get that number?
Maybe she has connections above.
Maybe. But she got through, didn't she?
Yeah.
That's an impossibility. That's an impossibility.
No.
Nobody.
There's nothing we can do about that. That was supposed to go out
only,
there.
The only person that would be a guest that has been booked, high level, management. And that's it. All right, you got through. Hitmakers, Matt Mangus, Mark Haney, go head to head. Somebody.
There should be explosions.
Is going to get qualified for the Bridges to Bremen. They're going to get the Bridges to Bremen DVD qualified for the Stones. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry, they're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
What the? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 20 minutes, 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week. And I see Mark Haney is here, and we welcome Program Director Matt Mangus.
Thank you so much,
We also welcome the Rolling Stones.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we do. And somebody's going to get a chance to get qualified for Rolling Stones tickets before this segment is over.
Fabulous.
I have known both Matt and Haney for a very long time.
Let me ask you, but before we get started,
yeah,
because the nature of this is music,
yes,
do you wish to have background music?
No, I've got for when you are trying to think of an answer, I've got the timpani.
He's ready.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to worry about it.
I don't want you to worry about it. And Rob has the bell and the buzzer.
Well,
I got it down low. Try it. Bell?
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 Hello?
He can hear us.
There we go.
Oh, you're saying he's just ignoring you.
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
All right, we have
all that. These two guys know music like the back of their hands. Wow. What I'm going to do, the Billboard Hot 100 charts for the year started in 1956.
Okay.
That's when Billboard started putting their top 100 out for the year. I have every year until 2006.
So you're just talking top 40 or top 100?
Top 100.
For the year?
For the year.
It's tough.
Your job is to pick a year. Pick a year that you think you might be good at.
And then what will the question be?
I will give you the name of the song. You tell me who did the song. For that year, it will have been in the top 100.
All right.
If you cannot answer it, your opponent can steal. For each correct answer you get, you'll get 1 point. And let's see, what should we make the game at? We'll start, we'll see if who gets to 10.
Sure. Works for me.
All right.
Good luck, Mark.
And
you can win this, Matt.
I don't know. You are Mark Haney.
I said it before you came in. Normally we do this thing. I only
Slam
wonder
dunk.
How much will I win by. This is the first time in years that legitimately I think you could win.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. We'll see
how it goes.
First one to 10. Again, you can steal. You cannot repeat a year. So if you say, I want to do 1976. Once you do 1976, you can't go back to that year.
Very good.
Because Matt is our guest. We will begin with you.
1976.
Wait a second.
The year I graduated from high school.
And what was your station in 1976 that you were listening to?
The station I was listening to in 1976 would be WNEW-FM in New York City.
Mine would be WFIL 560, rocking in the cradle of liberty.
You know, we have a WFIL alumni living here in Southwest Florida who used to be my broadcasting school teacher. His name is Fast Eddie Coyle. He lives in Naples, Florida.
Eddie Coyle lives here?
Eddie Coyle lives here.
I had to deal with him years ago when
he was,
I was
an original 96 Q96 jock, too.
Really? And he used to work for ABC Network on their oldies channel.
I think you're right.
And I actually had to deal with him when I lived in Ocala, him doing liners and magic calls.
What do you know?
Well, Small world.
We can get Fast Eddie up here.
Pick a year.
1964.
I know he has a hell of a rep.
Yeah, he's great.
Matt Mangus, 1964. I'm going to name a song that went into the top 100.
All now, let's keep in mind, in 1964, I was negative two.
Again, I was six.
Again, you don't have to pick that category. If you happen to know it and he doesn't, you can steal.
Well, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
It sure would. All right, 1964, Matt Mangus, for the point. The song is Little Children. Who did the song Little Children? It came in at number 51 for the year.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
He's absolutely correct.
Mercy Beat, right?
Now, I'm going to add this. I said this last break. Neither Haney nor Matt Mangus have anything in front of them. This is just gray matter right out of their brains.
Absolutely.
Matt is on the board, 1-0. Haney, pick a year.
Oh, he's going back down. He's going to murder me.
No,
going
go
back
where
down.
You
but
want.
No,
go.
Because even if he doesn't know, I won't be able to steal. I don't know why, but for some reason, 1976 is stuck in my head.
Yeah, you guys, whenever you do your way back, you always do great with your 70s songs.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know why. 1976, just for some reason.
This song finished at number 27 for the year in 1976, Haney. The name of the song, Misty Blue.
Dorothy Moore.
You yep, you're absolutely
wow.
Yep.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, you knew that, didn't you?
No, I did not. I did not.
Ah, see, you might have found a weak spot.
Well done, Haney.
There we go.
All right, it's 1-1. 1-1. Matt Mangus, pick a year.
1965.
1965.
Again, I would be negative one.
All right.
1965.
Five.
This is when I started listening to the radio in earnest.
Matt, this song came in at number 31 for the year in 1965. Treat Her Right. Treat Her Right.
Rascals? Young Rascals.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal number 31 for the year. Treat Her Right.
No, it's an R&B song, isn't it?
Billy Crash Craddock.
No. Nope. Roy Head.
Roy Head. Wow.
Roy Head.
Yeah, that one escaped me.
Oh yeah, Roy Head. Yeah, of course.
Roy Head.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we're gonna have him at the Dixie Roadhouse next week.
That's the ticket.
Was on the Backbeat label.
Okay, Roy Head.
All right, still 1-1. Haney, you have control of the board.
Tonight.
Year, please.
1976.
No, you already picked 76.
You mean
he's
this,
a crafty devil, isn't
this
he?
This late in the game, you still don't realize that I constantly F with you.
I am the quiz master, and I have to stick by the rules. I don't appreciate sarcasm.
Oh. Ooh.
Wow.
That's bad, then.
Pick a year.
You're not taking points from me, are you?
Not yet.
1977, WABC.
All right, let's see. This was, Haney, number 9 for the year in 1977.
Okay.
Don't Leave Me This Way.
Thelma Houston.
Yep, you are correct. You are correct.
Great song, dude.
Yep, you are correct. All right. Haney's up after two rounds, 2-1.
Okay. Let's stay in the 60s, 1966.
1966.
Okay, now I'm born.
Yep.
Welcome.
All right, Matt Mangus.
All right.
Hmm.
Hmm. I didn't like that. I didn't like the sound of that. Hmm.
Oh, well, he plays games.
Yeah, I know. He's
1966. This was number 38. This was number 38 for the year.
Number 38
in 1966.
Okay.
A Groovy Kind of Love.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
You are absolutely
And I play
correct.
The cover version every day on Sunny 106.3.
You are. You're still you're right.
Oh, yeah. Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the remake.
Haney.
I always wanted to. I think Phil Collins and I would be best friends if we ever met.
You've always said that. He just feels that. He just.
Well, he's an amiable guy.
Yeah. And the way he and Clapton get along, I think we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Haney?
I guess we're up to 1978.
Let's see. Haney, this was number 64 for the year.
Who?
In 1978. Count on Me.
Jefferson Starship.
Yup.
Marty Ballin.
Yep. Three rounds. Haney up 3-2.
Summer of Love, 1967.
I thought it was 69.
67 was the summer,
was
of,
the
love.
Summer of love. Well, 69 was the summer of the Miracle Mets.
Oh,
that's right.
Right?
Yep.
And it was important to Bryan Adams.
Yes, it was. Yes, indeed.
1967 for Matt Mangus. Let's see. Well, there are so many great songs then.
It's amazing, isn't it?
This was number 21 for the year.
Okay.
In 1967. The name of the song, I want the artist. Okay. The name of the song, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
The Cow Sills.
Yes.
You seen that documentary on HBO about the Cow Sills?
They were a troubled family.
Oh, so troubled. But what a great story.
They were not the Partridge family.
No.
To wrap up the fourth round, Mark Haney.
1979
for Mark Haney.
And me, and the license plate is 1-3.
What license
the hell
plate?
Was that?
1979. This song was number 31 for the year in 1979.
It's my first year in professional radio.
Haney, Love You Inside Out. Love You Inside Out. Love You Inside Out.
It's a nice thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I need an answer.
I can't. Tavares.
Incorrect. You Can Steal Matt Mangus.
Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. Matt is up 4-3.
You don't remember that one? Valid? Mm-hmm. Valid?
Yeah, I remember it, but I didn't remember it being by the Bee Gees.
And Matt, you have control of the board.
I got it confused.
1968.
I'm now 2.
Mm-hmm. I'm 10. Raising hell. Raising absolute hell.
1968, Matt Mangus.
Yep. He's smiling.
This song in 1968 was number 37 for the year.
Okay.
Simon Says.
Simple Simon Says. It's 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
He's right. He's right.
I know my bubble gum. I have the Best of Bubble Gum box set, so that's an era that I'm very familiar
5-3. Mark Haney, some catching up to do. If we don't get to 10, what we're on it? The clock. It's 5 to 3.
I didn't miss two.
Yes, you have. He stole from you. You missed one.
Okay,
he stole.
All right.
Year. We have under about 3 minutes to play.
80.
1980. So we may not get to 10. We'll have to do it when the time is up. And I will let everybody know a final round. 1980 for Mark Haney.
Roy Head.
Yep, you didn't get that one, did you?
I'll never forget it.
No, you'll actually go listen to that.
Yep, I will.
Mark Haney for 1980. Number 26 for the year. In 1980. Yes, I'm ready.
Terry DeSario and Casey.
You are right, Haney. Yes.
Very impressive.
Very good.
Terry DeSario. Very nice. Good.
That's awesome. With an I, by the way. Terry
That's
with
right.
an I.
T-E-R-I.
All right. Let's do this. I'm going to make it. This is the last round.
Okay.
I'm going to make it for 2 points. 2 points for each of you.
Great.
So okay. that Haney has a way to catch up.
Perfect.
Or you can run away with it.
Fair enough.
2 points each. We begin the final round. Matt Mangus, for 2 points, pick a year.
69.
1969. Or maybe I should do this.
Why don't you pick
because
a year?
Haney is behind. Let's have him get, because if he guesses it, he'll jump to the lead.
Okay.
And then you will have to get it to defeat him.
Fair enough.
So we'll do final round. You're trailing.
That's good drama.
It's fine, but somehow it feels like I'm getting screwed.
No, you're not. This is actually beneficial to you. But give me a year.
81.
1981 for Mark Haney. For 2 points. We will go with, boy, there's so many good songs. This was number 32 for the year, 1981, Haney. I Don't Need You.
Whew.
I Don't Need You.
I got nothing.
Do you know what?
I mean, I could waste your time and try to guess, but
nothing.
Me neither. No,
okay.
No.
Would you like another 1981 question? If since both of you didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to 82.
All right. Well, 82. Haney, this was number 83 for the year. These were all close to number one songs.
Okay.
I know for a fact the ones around it were number one. What's Forever For?
Is that Dionne Warwick?
Incorrect.
I think
for
I know
the
this.
Game and the win, Matt Mangus.
Michael Murphy?
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, geez. I should have known that.
Correct.
The guy that did Wildfire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are good.
And Carolina and the Pines.
You guys are good.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. Now for the listener.
All right.
First correct answer, look for it. Look it up any way you can. I'm going to give you a song title.
You were on fire with those 60s.
First correct answer.
Era. You know, that's when I started listening to Top 40
radio.
I'm going to
put the calls. I put it all on lockdown.
Okay.
First correct answer to this, we're going to go
You know,
to...
we both kind of went for the years before we got in the business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when we had a chance to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
I can't listen to the radio anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's on now. See, I'm on the radio, so I don't know what's on the radio.
Exactly.
All right, here it is. This is for the listener. First correct answer, Rob. This was number 23 in 1971. Mr. Big Stuff.
Got it.
Mr. Big Stuff. 277-9600. You get qualified. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Congratulations to Brendan Kelly. He got himself qualified for those Rolling Stones tickets and got the Stones DVD because he knew the 1971 hit Mr. Big Stuff was performed by
Gene Knight.
Yep, Gene Knight.
I got it right.
By the way, Absolute Law text line, Stan and Haney, I love the show. That was really cool with Matt and Haney. Two things here. I couldn't answer one of those questions, and both of those guys are older than me. Great job. That was. You know what? That was good, and I'm looking at some of the texts. People were playing right along. And thinking that they knew those answers.
I knew I was screwed, though.
How do you figure?
Because with him going through the 60s, he knew most of them.
Yeah.
And I also knew that even if he missed one, I wouldn't get it. With the stuff I was doing, if I missed it, he'd have a shot
he
at
would
it.
Still know it. He's mm-hmm. good. He's very good. I mean, seriously, he's been around in the radio business a long time.
And he knows his stuff.
And he knows his stuff.
By the way,
yeah,
you didn't hear it from me.
Yeah.
But you hear the latest about Big Poppy?
What?
You didn't hear it from me, okay?
Right. I'm just a fly on the wall.
Well, this is not for air.
Okay.
But you hear that a broad might be involved?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Well, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Model.
Really?
YouTube beauty vlogger, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah. Good looking.
Good looking, but with a huge ass.
Wow.
And you know.
Certain tastes.
Yeah. And that culture, you know, it's the same as the chest.
Yeah.
Am I right, Dave? You know some Bacos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
well, is it the bigger the cushion, the deeper the pushing?
Well, yeah. they call it the back rack. Here's the deal. Yes. Because Poppy is married.
Yeah.
So Poppy's people are going, there was nothing going on, nothing at all. And then this starts making the rounds.
Yeah.
The day before he was shot.
Yeah.
He bought this pretty little girl an $85,000 Lexus.
Yeah, she's, let's just say she's curvy.
Yeah.
Very curvy.
Very.
And in her defense, the pictures that you're looking at, I can see your attitude. She does have natural beauty.
Yeah.
But because I guess she does the YouTube thing, she puts on way too much makeup.
Oh, yeah. I can see that now, too. Let's get you updated. Thank you, man.
But you didn't hear it from me.
Nope.
And it's not for air.
Mum's the word.
Okay.
I'll dummy up.
Not for air.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nobody asked you.
He looked at me.
Hit and Run, Lehigh Acres. The 2800 block of 7th Street West. And on Fort Myers Beach, Hit and Run. The 1051 5th Street on Fort Myers Beach. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Guess what? He's got the headlines for you right now. Can we get more guests like Matt Mangus and less of Dave the Waterman? I'm working on it. That's why I did it today.
What can we do about that, Dave? Can you get somebody on for us?
Yeah, you should have heard him because...
Oh, shut up!
He's mumbling, my own show, I gotta be booking people.
Yeah, who's your producer?
You are.
Myself.
And you haven't produced anything?
Nope.
I don't blame you. I'm working on it.
I'd leave that show.
You know, when you're playing second banana to a television show.
Yep. That's bad.
It is a big screen, though. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know.
All right.
You know, I am so tired of people picking on Russia. What's wrong with Russia?
Yeah.
They're not commies anymore.
No, they're not.
They got a lot of good-looking women.
Yeah, they do.
They drive on the right side of the road.
They sure do. Well, she does have a big ass, though.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, that that's so big, you got to think implant.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because she's a perfectly beautiful girl, yeah. and she's putting on these augmentations that just take away from
it. Well, it got her an $84,000 Lexus.
85.
Sorry.
But you didn't hear it from me. God forbid that ever hit the air. As long as it's just amongst us, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, again, just leave Russia alone. They're doing a lot of great things. For instance, Russia just held the first booty slapping championships.
I saw the footage. Va va boom. Yeah. Yeah, that was something. A lot of tight ass leather pant wearing slapperooskies.
Not babushka ladies.
No.
Never forget that Russian girl. There's something about him.
Yeah, yeah.
When that Russian girl was telling us, I like American men.
Well, she has to.
I know, but my God, in that moment.
Then she went back at the end of the night to her shed.
Yeah.
And under then, lock and key.
And then we compared notes and went, oh. She said the same thing to you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not so special then, is it?
Nope.
You been following the Ladies World Cup and all the controversy?
What's the controversy?
Well, because they ran up the score on the Lady Boys.
13-0.
Yep. Well, a bar in Miami had a promotion.
Uh-oh.
That every time the U.S. women's soccer team scored a goal, free shots for the whole bar.
Woo! Oh, my God.
We'll tell you what happened.
Not good.
Been just, there.
Yeah. Think about our friend over here, Fireball Dave.
I've been there.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. And you know what? You'd be one that would take full advantage of it and be there the next night waiting for more.
Could you do 13 shots?
We'll find out tomorrow.
You know, the hard drugs get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But just straight alcohol does a fine job on its own.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about the drunk guy who swallowed his keys and couldn't get home.
Jeez. Well, he had to wait a while.
And we'll tell you about 25-year-old Megan from South Carolina.
Ah.
She got popped for a DUI. While driving a Power Wheels toy truck. And finally, what is it we know about women?
Crazy, capable of anything.
A 50-year-old woman was displeased with her boyfriend because he complained she packed too much stuff for vacation. Now, how does a lady show her displeasure?
How's that?
By stabbing him.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Laugh time. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Stan, you are the only person I know that is an unabashed fan of the cruising lifestyle.
I like taking a cruise. Yeah, it's nice.
You've highly suggested it.
It's a great time.
Well, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
cruise tips.
Top cruise tips.
When you meet the captain, it's frowned upon to ask him where to kneel is.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, you never heard that before, have you? In order to avoid seasickness, it's best not to get in a giant boat that sails out in the middle of the ocean.
Laugh it up. Damn right.
There's Dave again talking to his recorded stuff. That takes a special kind of dumb.
Be sure to take lots of pictures of you and your girlfriend enjoying your vacation. Just be sure they don't get shared with your wife. Remember, kids aren't allowed at the poker and blackjack table, that's right. So that's where you should spend most of your time. Get there early so you can scope out the women you're going to be rejected by.
Yeah, love it.
Although you'll spend most of your time on your ship, you do want to check the itinerary to make sure that none of the ports of call are located in asshole countries.
Yep.
The casinos are harder to win at than they are on the land, but at least Joe Pesci isn't there stabbing you in the neck with a pen.
Yep.
If you hear anything about a septic system backup, jump overboard and jettison the luggage.
Laugh it up.
Be sure and bring extra cash for the ship's casino and the whores in Ensenada.
Laugh it up.
A lot of enthusiasm for that one. You know a little something about Ensenada, do you?
Oh, yes, I do, brother. Yes, Tijuana, Ensenada, man. Yeah, man.
What happens there? How much?
Yeah.
Not much. Few American bucks, but I probably got a couple kids down there, I know.
Jeez.
I do. It's a fact, bro.
The white guy with dreads and homemade tats might not be the best person to ask to break a $100 bill.
Yeah. Hey, I'm new to town. Can you break a hundred?
Don't hold back on enjoying seconds. They don't mind at all.
Right.
And after the initial meal, food poisoning isn't going to get worse.
Nope.
Don't harass the doctor. He probably won't have sex with you like the one on the love boat.
Yeah.
Laugh it up.
Doc. That Bernie Capel.
Mm-hmm. Guest on this show.
Yep.
Be sure and pack medication to treat nausea associated with motion sickness, stomach flu, or seeing your wife in a tankini.
Laugh it up.
Skip the spa if you notice Robert Kraft in line ahead of you. And finally, the very top cruise tip.
Yes.
If you see a person leaning over the rails, give them a friendly push. They'll appreciate it. And nobody likes indecision.
No.
And that, my friends, is right.
Elvis has left the building.
No time for emails because we're running desperately late.
We don't even have time for a couple of hot words?
No. But here's a hot word. I'll just read this text. And I think I speak for you, Haney, when somebody is really trying to poke a stick. But I saw nothing wrong with the comment, and everybody does it. I'm surprised Haney hasn't mentioned his opinion on the media's coverage of Trump's statement about receiving foreign dirt on a candidate. I'm all in favor of it.
Yeah, he's stating common sense.
Yeah,
what's wrong with it?
And what everybody's done.
And when you're the president of the United States, people tell you things.
Yeah.
And you're expected to keep it in confidence.
Yep. You expect him to go to the FBI, they're out to get him anyway. We'll be back. Question of the week is next.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Boy, we love Sarah Sanders,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, she's going to be stepping down at the end of the month, but great lady. About a half hour away from Mark Haney in the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second, but it's Thursday, and that means our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's not a yes or no answer. We will pose to you our question of the week. We'll go and do some traffic, get you updated on traffic, give you a chance to dial in, and we will hear your answer to our question of the week, and it's going to go and prompt something in your brain. And this has happened to everybody. So your story is the right one when answering our question of the week. Here it is, and then we'll do traffic and then take your phone calls. It doesn't matter if at some point in your life you got married, maybe financially it was a situation, maybe you had kids, maybe you had family, loved ones, maybe it was something that you were not interested in at the time, but just something happened so that you didn't do this. What was the big job or opportunity that got away? For whatever reason, family, loved ones, financial situation, you may have gone on and had a tremendous life, but as I always like to say, life's path. And every once in a while, you, as Yogi said, you come to a fork in, in the road and you take it. What was the big job or opportunity that got away? For whatever reason, 277-9600. That's our question of the week. I'll release the phones. We'll do traffic, and we'll take your phone calls. What was the big job or opportunity that got away? You look back on it, had I done that? 277-9600. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle. North Tamiami Trail and Littleton Road. Also North Fort Myers. Crash, North Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. And this one on Fort Myers Beach. A crash, Estero Boulevard and Mandalay Road. And you are up to date. Who knows what path you've taken if you didn't meet that person in your life? If Haney and I had never become partners and spent...
Well, we certainly did our damnedest to make sure it didn't happen.
But what, here it was, 27 years later, 28 years later, we're still doing it. So that, nothing bad, but at some point in time, you've had an opportunity or that big job move and it slipped away. 277-9600. Two things for me that pop into my head, and I'm not saying it made my life any better or any worse. I played hockey my junior year. I played hockey year-round. Played school hockey, and then in the summer, I played summer league.
You ever put on a skirt and play field hockey?
No, but tempted.
And, well, it was a different time. And it would have been frowned upon then.
And my junior year, going into my senior year, I was playing summer league, and the scouts were there. I was going to go to, the University of Central Connecticut. I was going to go to the University of Maine, maybe get a scholarship and play hockey.
And what position did you play again?
I played forward, and on occasion, although I wasn't fast enough, I played center. And
which wing were you on when
right
you played
wing.
For
And that summer, going into my senior year, stepped in the deep fryer and didn't get a scholarship, didn't get the opportunity to go to the college up in the Northeast to play hockey. I wound up coming to Florida, far away from it at the time that I possibly could, and my life went differently. But who knows what that opportunity would have been.
But you did get to skate around the rink as I read all of these fake accolades.
Yes. They could have been real. Who would have known?
Yeah, it's like they were throwing roses at you.
The other one, and Haney remembers this, and it and we were kind of talking about it a little bit outside. And I'm kind of glad that it didn't happen because the radio station no longer was. But in 1997-98, when Haney and I had moved to afternoons, and we were under a lot of pressure,
You want to talk about underdogs.
KGB in San Diego contacted us and said, how would you like to go to San Diego and work for us? And it wasn't the right time. We were under contract here.
And that was made sure everyone understood that.
And everyone, yes, we were told, mm-hmm. you're under contract. Had to call them back up in San Diego and say, can't do it. Who knows what that would have led to or where it would have ended. But it was something that a job opportunity that we didn't take. Haney, there's got to be one thing in your life, that big job opportunity or an opportunity of a lifetime that at the time maybe you said, I don't know.
Well, there's two. There's one that I think is more germane to the spirit of the question, but the one that gets me is different. I'll tell you the one that's closest to the question.
Yeah.
Before I came to K-Rock, I was in radio, but I was doing a very, very different job, a very depressing job. I was in charge of virtually everything for this radio station in Ocala. And I can't say that I totally didn't enjoy it. It had a lot to do with, the people that I was around. But I was good at it. I didn't enjoy it like what we do, but I was very good at it. And pretty much the entire time I was in Ocala, which would have been like probably 3 years, you were trying to get me down here.
Yeah.
And when it finally looked like it was about to happen, at the exact same time, some people came down to tour the radio station in Ocala and see how it was run. It turns out they weren't really touring the radio station. They had found out about me and went out to dinner with the owner and all of that stuff. But they were like, the reason we came down here is we want you to come and run our radio stations. We think you're ready to be a general manager. And I know that sounds ridiculous now. But,
no, but I knew you back then. That's not ridiculous.
I was in a very different mindset. Yep. And I was the difference between success and failure for that radio station, and I knew a lot of stuff. And it was like, I went up there for a job interview, and at the same time, after years of trying, things were finally breaking loose at K-Rock. So
you had to make a decision.
I've got a young daughter.
Yep.
And on the one hand, I'm being asked to be somebody that wears a suit and tie, that is in charge of everybody, and make a pretty decent living. Or I can come down to K-Rock with my buddies and make less money, but do something much more appealing.
Yep, that's the old fork in the road. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Haney. Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. I got two as well. But,
all right, one.
But I'll make it fast.
You got 30
as
seconds.
As you know, Stan, I had the opportunity to, with my dad being in the film business,
yeah.
I had the opportunity to work for Paramount Motion Pictures at one point in my time. And I turned that down as well as going to MIT.
For weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MIT.
Weed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
MIT?
Yeah, MIT, Musicians Institute.
How would you have gone there?
Well, they were based in Hollywood, and I was hanging around there all the time, and I was going to go there and train under some of the greatest.
How much did that cost?
Oh, I don't know. I can't even remember what the total
price.
But
weed was more important.
Oh, of course.
What was it, like 3 months for a degree?
No. It was a year. At least a year.
Thank you, Dave.
Like 50 grand.
What was the big job or opportunity that got away?
Had a chance to go to MIT, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Dave, how you doing?
Dave, we all face them at some time in our lives, for the good or for not, but hopefully we think it's for the good. But you always look back. What was the big job or opportunity that got away?
Oh, boy. My history teacher in my senior year, he was Colonel Gillis, and he worked on Eisenhower's staff. And one day he asked me what I wanted to do. So I said, maybe the Air Force Academy would be an idea. Wasn't a month and a half, 2 months later, I got an application. It was already signed by Bill Cohen and the other senator from the state of Maine. And I just seemed to blow it off.
Oh, man.
So I had a free ticket to the Air Force Academy and just
said,
I don't know what happened, but it just went by the wayside.
Oh, sorry. 27, that's bad. 277-9600. What was the big job or opportunity that got away? We have all had them. Doesn't say our life turned out for the worse. Sometimes it turns out for the better, but you still remember it. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris, what was the big opportunity?
Oh, man, another Air Force one for you. I went into the Air Force fresh out of high school and went over and served in Desert Storm over in the Middle East.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But when I got out and came home, my mother made me promise that I would never take another job that returned me to the Middle East, and I agreed to that. Then the offers started rolling in from the PMCs, private military contractors.
Yep. Yeah, very tempting.
Yeah, they were. Oh, very tempting, definitely, at six digits for 6 months to 1 year contracts. Unfortunately,
you made a promise.
Oh yeah, I've known some Marines that said, "You may think I'm crazy going back over there, but you know what? I've already been there, and I'm being paid a lot better now."
Oh, absolutely! And when you get the attitude, also that you know it's either me or you, somebody else's kid who's never been there, send me back every time.
Oh yeah, I appreciate the call. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jim.
Jim, what was the big job or opportunity that got away?
Well, it was the late 70s, and I had taken a civil service test in a major Ohio city to be a fireman. And I was in the top 50 of the group. But, unfortunately, I was a victim of reverse discrimination, and they moved me down into the second group of 50. And then Dennis Kucinich became mayor.
Oh, no!
And then he only hired 50 people. Yeah, and then he only hired 50 people. So I never got it. And after 2 years, my list ran out. But things worked out.
Most times they do.
No, I mean, that's completely unfair. You know, you're trying to get something done, and then Dennis Kucinich shows up.
Yeah, and puts his big foot in the thing. I mean, with Haney and I even what brought us together, but I'm talking about... We couldn't have asked for a better tenure at a radio station that, is, Lord willing, is ongoing. And I'm blessed that this has happened.
We could have asked. It wouldn't have made any difference.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of spokes, sticks and spokes. Ahoy.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Ryan,
what was the big job or opportunity that got away, buddy?
Almost the same situation as you. From 79 to 83, won two national championships in Detroit in the Junior A League.
Really?
I was the hit man. Nice. Their lead scorer would not score any time.
Yeah, for certain reasons.
Yeah. Wasn't fast enough to make pros, but come down here, got two houses, and doing just fine.
Yeah, see? There you go, buddy. Yeah. And that era, there would be big league clubs that would look for those people. And it has changed over the years.
And, you know, it is so awesome. And who would have thought that our area would end up with not one but two facilities where... Guys can go and play in the men's league now and have a great time.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
John.
John, what was the big job or opportunity that slipped through your fingers?
I was going to be an air traffic controller for the Army, but the Department of Defense security people talked to my high school, and all the teachers said I was a drug dealer.
Oh,
that
well,
sucks.
Well, were you?
Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Yeah, come on. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy.
Why would you do it? The kid is on the verge of making it, yeah. And you destroy him.
Yeah, he's a drug dealer. And he was, but, you know.
Entrepreneur, Stan.
Yeah, right. He was a drug dealer under your tutelage. Under the Army's tutelage, he was about to become somebody very important, and yep. They cut his legs out from under him.
That's right. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. And I'm telling you, everybody who's an adult, if you're young, you're going to have a lot of these things. But everybody who's an adult,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it worked out for the worse. There was something out there that had you taken a different turn and accepted that, it would be different.
Do you think it would have been, do you think it still would have worked out if I hadn't apologized to you?
No.
Because we've talked about that before.
Yeah. You keep bringing it up.
No, because I think it's effing amazing.
But,
Because that was a turning point.
Yeah. Because, I thought you were a jerk.
Yeah, I probably was.
Yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
And I think that may be the first time I've admitted it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Let's put it this way.
Stan, you know what they say. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
For me, there is. For me, there wasn't. For you, it was.
Yeah.
But I don't give that person a second thought. Not even a smidgen of a thought.
Oh, not anymore. But in regards to that, I blame her.
Yeah, well, good. Because it was her. Stan and Haney.
Crazy.
96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up. Traffic as well. There's a woman on the line and thinks she might have beat caller 9.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. For what? I don't know. Ahoy.
Hello, I'm calling to see from the 96 K-Rock, Rolling Stones, if I'm a nice caller.
What?
You know, Stan, if there's one thing I've learned, life is full of disappointments.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought it was for the nice caller.
When did anybody say ninth caller about anything?
We went online and saw to be the ninth caller.
There's nothing online that says be the ninth caller for Rolling Stones. Your old man with you there, too? Is he the one that told you to call while he was at the fridge getting another one?
Yep.
What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Legs.
How's that go?
Legs.
That legs.
She knows how to use them.
It's a great Stones tune.
Got legs.
Yeah.
Yep. You know another
one.
I
got information. Can you give me the correct information?
You know another one I like? Because every girl crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Man, that's one of their greats. That's when Brian Jones was still with them.
Oh, I'm telling you what. The days I saw him, of course, it was.
I can't.
It's a different world.
Yep. In a completely different world. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Is it a happy place?
It's a happy place, but as you said, filled with disappointment. They just can't understand why it's not them.
Yeah, I mean.
What the hell?
I wish that we could make dreams come true.
Yeah.
Nothing would make me happy.
Sure. But you got to go into their world to make their dream come true. Even if it was the case that we were doing it that way and Rolling Stones
and there
did
was
legs.
Such a thing as a ninth caller, yeah. And the Rolling Stones put out the album Eliminator.
Yeah. Even if that was the case.
It's a different, it's like a parallel universe.
They wouldn't be going to the concert.
You see, it has similarities to our world.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Where in their world, the Rolling Stones had a hit with Legs.
I understand that. And they wouldn't be able to go to the show anyway. They'd get in their car, start making the trek down south. Something else would spark their attention.
That's the sound of the police.
K-Rock traffic.
Don't ever think that this isn't a job. North Fort Myers, one thing on the board, North Fort Myers. Crash, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
She got me under pressure.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges.
Yes.
Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Okay. Hi, I'm Garrett Gutsley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 13th.
Double M, XIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Stan, I think I speak for you when I say that neither one of us are fans of daylight savings time.
No.
Well, I guess we're fans of daylight savings time. We just don't like messing with the clock.
Yeah, we don't like standard time.
Yeah.
We're in daylight saving time right now. Great.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, but they're going to switch in the fall back to standard time.
It could be even worse, though.
What?
Because when they first came up with the idea, there were a lot of different proposals before we settled on spring forward and fall back.
I imagine.
One of the original plans, instead of, setting the clocks forward an hour and then setting them back, they thought it would be a good idea to set the clock forward 20 minutes every Sunday in April.
What? See, that woman that just called, that would just blow her mind.
Oh, absolutely.
She wouldn't make a job interview at all if she had one.
Get into my sleeping bag. She got legs, knows how to use them. Folks, it doesn't matter if you're talking about classic literature or Hollywood blockbusters. If you see a pirate, at some point there's going to be a treasure map involved.
Yep, with a big X on it.
Arg. Now, there's plenty of evidence as to what pirates got up to. But the experts point out there is not a single documented case anytime, anywhere, of a pirate actually making a treasure map.
Nope. Now, they scribbled stuff on walls and caves and on a rock, but there's never been a treasure map. That was something Disney created.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what you believe came from Walt Disney.
It's true.
What happens when Big Brother gets involved? I'll tell you right now, Big Brother does not have a high opinion of you.
Huh?
From 1891 to 1911, Pittsburgh was officially spelled on the federal level without an H at the end.
Without an H?
Yes. Now, they knew that's how it was supposed to be spelled, but by decree, they did away with the H.
Why?
From 91 to 1911. Why?
Yeah.
The U.S. Board on Geographic Names thought it was too confusing for the common man.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to see, and you I've seen, in museums and in libraries, and there's some, got to be some online of maps from that era. I'd like to see a map of the United States from circa 1910, and if the H was really left off Pittsburgh.
Well, Stan, I understand that there's an entire subculture of people that go to old barns and garages looking for things like that to sell to people like you.
That's true.
Now, what they'll do is they'll offer Farmer Bill $5.
Yep.
And then they'll sell it to you for $3,000.
You've seen American Pickers, haven't you?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That must be what it is. Why is it that everybody is so down on Russia?
Yeah.
What have they done? Nothing.
It's they have the capability of doing something. Well, they're for a long time, they were a superpower. Right? Would they be a superpower now? Because when it was the USSR and the United States, commie versus freedom, they were the two superpowers. Then they broke up. Then it became just Russia again. Still powerful. But are they a superpower?
They're on their way. What happened is when the USSR broke up, there was a lot of disruption.
Yeah.
And those people, them, took a lot of advantage there.
Yep.
A lot of corruption. And what Russia had then and still has now, volume.
Yeah.
But they're changing that because they're maintaining all their old tanks and planes and now just trying to keep them usable while they concentrate on quality.
Are they a superpower?
Yes.
Okay. I don't disagree with you.
And it's mainly because of mistakes made by Clinton, Bush, and Obama, where they don't really need to be, except for the fact that we took advantage of them and broke our word all over the place. So I wish people would just leave Russia alone. They'll be fine.
Will they leave us alone?
Yes.
Okay.
If all of a sudden Cuba was on fire and people were threatening Gitmo,
yes.
Do you think for a second we'd allow it to be overrun, or would the next day Cuba be part of the United States?
Right.
And Russians know how to have fun. They drive on the right side of the road and they do things like this.
When I saw this, I said, what is this about? This is hot.
And they love competition.
Yep.
And the newest competition in Russia, the booty slapping championships.
Yes.
I don't think you can go to a war, to war with a country that hosts the booty slapping championships.
Look at these cuties. Look at these Russian cuties.
Don't let it fool you. These are champions.
Yes. They're champs. They're tip top condition.
Don't try this at home.
No, look at that. Watch this. Right
there. There it is.
Yep. Like hitting a crisp apple. There's no jiggle there.
Now, if you're unclear on this, it involves female competitors at the top of their game spanking each other as hard as possible. The goal is to make the woman being spanked take a step forward. the first ever booty-slapping championship, just held in Siberia. The contest was inspired by a different contest in Siberia in March. Now, this was a contest for men.
Did you see that one, too?
Well, this was a face-slapping championship.
Yeah.
Where men hit each other in the face as hard as possible. And the only way to win is to have your opponent submit. So you knock each other silly.
Yeah. Oh, look at the one in the leather.
There we go. Now, that is a true competitor.
This is so hot.
So enticing.
This is unbelievable. I want this on American TV.
Oh.
We're actually looking at it right here.
You can't go wrong with either one of them.
No.
Oh.
Oh, that hurt her hand.
The leather stung her.
That ass is so tight.
And now she's going to take it.
Look at this.
She took it easy on her.
And neither one of them, all the competitors, none of them.
Oh, look at that.
None of them look like Big Poppy's girlfriend. They got all great asses.
And you know, the odd thing in viewing the championships here, where, keep in mind, they're world class.
Oh, top shelf.
But you can tell some of them have concentrated more on giving than receiving and vice versa.
Yes.
It's a classic, the classic dilemma with sports, the offense versus the defense.
It's all who's training them.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And then she's very gentle.
Yeah. See, a lot of that is not a slap ass. It's a push ass.
Mm-hmm.
Where they try to get them to take that
step. She likes to take it. Thus the leather.
Okay, Haney, we got to snap out of it.
Oh, man.
That is something. That is competition at its highest level.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that move. Look at the reverse. Yes. Yes. This is compelling television.
We're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so distracting.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, she stepped.
There she goes.
Oh, my God.
That was spectacular.
Yes, it was.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 26-year-old gent in Guangdong, China, went out drinking last Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
He drank a lot. And at some point in his evening, it must have seemed like a good idea to swallow his keys.
I don't get this.
As the evening continued,
maybe he swallowed them because he knew he was going out for a night of party and wanted to make sure he wasn't driving. That would be my guess. Stupid.
Well, the evening continued and he got progressively more intoxicated. So he didn't recall swallowing his keys.
Idiot.
Just at some point, he became severely puzzled for two reasons. One, he couldn't find his keys.
Yeah.
No way to get home. And then
just out of the blue, he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Despite being severely intoxicated.
Such a Dave move.
So he stumbled his way to the hospital.
Yeah.
Where doctors took an x-ray.
And lo and behold.
And forced him to look at it and go, yeah.
You Swarovski! You dummy!
They performed emergency surgery, and he's fine.
Now, was this a single key? Was it on a key ring?
I don't know how they do it in China.
Did it have a little floaty attached
to it? Oh, sure. I don't think they're allowed to own boats.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Bill?
Oh, there's the x-ray.
Why you do this?
That's way down there, too. That is way down there.
Stan, what is it that we know about women?
They're all crazy and capable of anything. Facts are facts.
Age?
At any age. Woman. Well, you know, girls, you know, growing up, you're... Like your daughter or something, there's nothing wrong. They're innocent. It's after puberty.
When they're flooded with chemicals.
Yep, capable of anything, and makes them crazy.
Let's keep that in mind as we continue.
All right.
A 50-year-old woman in England.
Thank you, no.
Named Leslie Bradbury. Was recently heading out on vacation with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Sounds like lovely time. Everybody yep. should be in a good mood.
Sure.
Except the boyfriend made a bit of an error. He criticized the fact that she was packing too many items.
And I don't even know if it was criticized. He made the comment. That's a lot of luggage.
This displeased Leslie.
I'm sure it did.
And how did Leslie show her displeasure?
How's that?
She stabbed him.
Jeez.
Apparently, Leslie has some hoarding issues and is extremely protective of her possessions. To begin returning items... From the car to the house.
He did that, huh? Went right to the hatchback and started bringing some things in.
She flew into a blind rage and buried a knife in his left bicep. Out. When police arrived there and questioned Leslie about her actions, she was unrepentant.
Really?
She'd done nothing wrong. And that her boyfriend deserved every bit of what she did to him. They then gently explained to her that, well, she'd put them in an awkward position where they'd be forced to arrest her for intent to cause grievous bodily harm. I guess that went down peacefully because she'd explained she did what was necessary. Now they're doing what's necessary.
That must be an early picture of her. Or is it a lot of makeup, Haney? What is it?
I don't know. That ain't 50.
No, that's 50.
There we go. Nah, we must have stumbled upon her dating pic.
Yes.
When she was 19.
Yeah.
This happened back in December where they were prepping for a New Year's Eve trip. But she just had her day in court and has received her punishment.
What did she get? I hope they threw the book at her.
Yes, very strict probation.
What?
And apparently these two lovebirds are still happily together.
Oh, yeah, well, he forgives her.
Well, of course, because she was... had to do it.
Yeah.
He left her no choice.
Yeah. Look at that woman, though. She will stab you. She'll stab you.
Now, obviously, if she had intended to kill him, she would have. He just needed to be stabbed.
Right.
It's a corrective measure.
Right. And now they're still
and
together.
Now, and it worked. Everything's yeah. great.
Yeah.
He'll never do that again.
Nope. And she's blameless.
He's learned his lesson.
Yeah. Jeez.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, June
13th. There he is, Little Monkey Haney, telling it like
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
That's just a matter of tough love, Stan.
Yeah, tough love. What the? Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show is going to come up at 6 o'clock, and he will have a chance for you to get qualified for those Rolling Stones tickets. So be listening tonight. Another chance to get
you
qualified.
You got to be caller 9?
No.
When you hear legs?
No. Anything from Eliminator.
Yep.
Is every girl crazy about a sharp dress, man? Woo! Jeez. Rolling Stones.
I would have had it maybe a little bit more respect for, very little, if she at least named a Rolling Stones. I mean, you got like 50-something years to choose from. Just to name one.
Yeah,
legs.
This household, we love the Rolling Stones. Yeah. Get it, Mick? Woo! Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Oh, God. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
What is it with hit and runs today, and especially in North Fort Myers? I don't get it.
Well, because forgot to pay for the insurance.
Yeah. North Fort Myers, hit and run.
And plus, man, I don't need another VOP. I ain't supposed to be driving.
Skipper Road. And Nally Grade Road, or Nally Grade, Fort Myers.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Just stop drawing attention to it.
Fort Myers hit and run.
Just stop it.
8600 block of Alico Road. And in Fort Myers, crash. Cypress Lake Drive at Reflections Parkway. And you are up to date.
You shouldn't be reflecting while you're driving.
Precisely. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I just flew in from Los Angeles, and it's an orange alert. Right now there's an orange alert. They make that announcement. If you notice anything unusual, please immediately report it to airport security. So I grab the guy. I go, yeah, I just saw somebody pay $11 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And right around the corner, they're selling luggage inside the airport. I'm going to do another lap. I'll let you know if I see anything. I flew out. I was in first class, which was sweet. It's nicer. It is. It's better. And, you know, and I fly a lot. I travel constantly, so I get to, you know, I just get, like, free upgrades to first class. Whatever. I don't need to explain to you people why I'm in first class. I'm very successful. I do well, and then I travel in first class. That's such an Irish thing of just like, yeah, I have to minimize anything good in my life instead of just going, no, you know, I travel first class. How about that? And I went back to coach and farted. Not as a statement. It wasn't classist. It was just, there's so few people up there, they'd know. And I wasn't even aware I was doing it. And all of a sudden, I'm back farting coach. And I don't just stop at row 19 and rip one. It's like, a little at 19, a little at 14. Kind of crop dusted around a little, you know. And then you just head back up to first class. Hey, everybody. Hey, Greg, welcome back. Good to be back. Smells good. A little gamey back in the cheap seats.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. 277-9600. Somebody has been on hold for, geez, it's got to be a half hour. They evidently have something very important to say.
Apparently.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, is this Stan and Haney?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so last night in the news I saw this, oh, hey, man, they're going to hack. A computer got hacked, the hackers.
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt?
Cape Coral.
Hey, Matt from Cape Coral. You working today, Matt?
I am not.
Enjoying a cold beverage?
I am, my friend.
I understand that more than
what. What can we do,
what can we do, Matt?
Now, here's the deal. So, I'm getting robocalls like anybody else, right? And I started answering them, and here's what I said. Why in the world did you try to shoot Big Poppy? And they're like, ooh, Big Poppy?
Yeah. Were they calling from India?
No, because you would know, and Mark, you definitely would know. But they're, I'm like, all right, I'm tired of this. You know the numbers. I'm like, I'm gonna
give them a little something back. Why not?
Right. And I'm like, hey man, I can't believe that you did this. And they're like, huh?
Right there in India.
Hold on. Fair enough. And then they hung up on me, uh-huh. And then I called them back, and there was no trace. So I'm like, all right. So in other words, it's like this.
And okay.
If they call you, call you, call you. Call them. Here's what happens. It's like, okay, I'm annoyed, but I'm in the mood to go, hey. Yeah, why did you shoot Big Poppy?
Sons of bitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have zero idea. That's the fun part. There's no way in hell that we're gonna stop this. So, yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Boston strong.
Yeah. You got Prince Albert in a can.
No.
277-9600.
I'm with him.
What the hell?
Hell yeah.
Somebody is on the hotline here. What? Who's calling this? Ahoy. Hotline.
Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
Who do you want to be speaking with, ma'am?
I don't know. My name is Carol Howell. I'm with Let's Talk Dementia. We are a new not-for-profit that's come into town.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping there might be an opportunity I could come on the air and talk about what we do. We offer free dementia education.
Oh, why not?
Go ahead.
You know what, Carol? You really took some initiative because you completely skipped the middleman. We're on the air right now. Yeah. Let's do it.
Go.
Let's do it. I'm not sure how that happened.
I'm going to give you 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
I bet it's important because you know what? Normally people don't get this lucky. This is a golden opportunity.
How you bypassed every filter imaginable to call on that number. Go ahead. Ready?
90 seconds.
Yep, ready? Go.
Now, my name is Carol Howell. I'm executive director and Amazon best-selling author of Let's Talk Dementia. We are moving into the Estero area the first week of July, and we are here to bring free dementia education to families who are traveling that journey of dementia, whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, stroke, whatever. We want to help them understand how to take care of their loved ones with dementia and
doing?
To get through that journey with some sanity themselves.
You know, that is critically important, and nobody knows what to do when this happens.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. And I will say that my mother passed away from Alzheimer's type dementia on May 29th. So I'm fresh off her leaving
that,
this world.
I'm sorry to hear that. Your 90 Thank seconds you. Are up, though.
And so,
no.
So this is a nonprofit, and you're going to help people.
How did you get this number?
Well, I called the number that is on the internet, told someone. They said, hold on, and you answered.
Then this number's on the...
I don't know if your number's on the internet, but the number I called's on the internet.
So you talked to a nice gentleman... who answered the phone, and he said 96K Rock, and you said you'd like to talk to the radio people. So the number that you called to speak to the nice boy that answered the phone is on the this number is on the internet.
Yeah, are you using my 90 seconds for this? No, I'm just kidding.
This is Stan's 4 hours. So.
You're all right, Carol.
Carol, I you know what? I think what you're doing is genuine. I want you in 30 seconds to just tell everybody how to get this information, and yeah. then I got to let you go.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, you can go to letstalkdementia.org. You can go to Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify for Let's Talk Dementia. We are all over all of those medias.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Phone number?
Please do.
803-984-9875, and we don't charge anything to help.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. It's an important cause.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.